you're almost at 1,000 yards for the third straight year. You look back on these last 3 years in your relationship with Eli. Talk about that.
It's been great, man. Having a guy like Eli on my team and on my side to be able to, from an individual standpoint, believe in what I can do and be able to trust in the fact that I'm going to be where I'm going to be, you know, at times down the field and get me the ball and do some good things. So to be able to achieve an individual goal like that between myself and Eli for these past 3 years has been an amazing feat. But obviously it's about this team and it's about what we do collectively.
Victor, their quarterbacks are very physical with receivers. Can you just talk about the challenge that poses for you guys and how fighting them off might change, if it changes anything you guys have to do?
It's going to be a challenge. We understand they're very physical and they like to play one-on-one coverage on the outside, and it's something that we're excited about. We're excited about facing that. We're excited about having our own personal challenges between ourselves and their corners and doing some good things against us. So hopefully we'll come ready to play and ready to do some things against that.
Victor, have you ever seen a corner with the physicality and the size of Sherman ever at any level?
No. Other than the last time we played them in 2011, I guess. But other than that, not really. I mean, he does a good job of getting his hands on and moving his feet and doing some good things. He's a very cerebral player. He understands routes and route combinations and stuff like that. So it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a challenge for us, but obviously it's something that we can rise up to and be able to combat, and it should be a good battle come Sunday.
And it would seem to me that they may have the best pair of safeties in the league, or certainly among the best. What makes them so good?
I think it's just the fact that Earl Thomas he reads through the quarterback very well. He understands exactly where the quarterback wants to go and does a good job of using his athleticism to get there. And Cam Chancellor just likes to play in that box and play with his physicality and his size, be able to play within the run as well as get in the passing lanes as well. So they do a good job of understanding what they do well and putting them in positions to execute that. So they do a good job of that, and we understand that, and we understand that we do some good things on this end as well, and we should be able to combat that.
Obviously not a heated interdivision rival. You guys are out of the playoff picture. Where do you find your motivation?
Just in this team, man. Every time you go out there and put on this uniform, put on this Giants helmet, you represent the people that played before you. You represent the people that are going to play after you. So you want to be able to understand that this organization and this team is built around pride and character, and that's what you want to exude. No matter what the scoreboard is, no matter what the record is, every time you put this jersey on.